It's coming.
Is this thing on?
Good things come to those who wait, Vera. You've got to just have a little patience with the StreamYard. Start broadcast button. I know that's why I brought that back, because I'm like, it's a very good, you know, is this thing on? Because we're not actually quite sure. Hello, folks all around the world. Welcome to this week's episode of UCR Live. A nice little warm, tight group of love today, as you can see again. We've got Lady V here down the bottom. Warm and tight.
Hi, kids.
That's Vera. She's warm and tight, aren't you?
Actually, I try to be.
Many have written home to say so. How has your week been, V?
It's been pretty good. I got to see Jeffrey, our fearless leader, this weekend. He paid for dinner, which is even better.
What did he get you, though, V? What did he buy you?
He bought her a whole Happy Meal.
Not a Happy Meal, though. We went to the Ichiban and watched our food catch fire.
Oh, nice!
I've actually never been. So when we come over, I'm ready for this whole like American education. Not that I haven't been there before, but you know it's different when you go with people who live there as opposed to just being a tourist. I'm like, I'm ready to like be at Jeff's house and like yell at people. It's gonna be good. Because you know, I just imagine Jeff's house is a very yelly environment.
Very loud. It has its yelly moments.
I got yelled at there by just people I didn't even know. I'm like, who are you?
Why how many drinks bad? How many drinks in were you though?
No. This time I wasn't. No, there was other fights.
The cold pops.
Aunt Cindy's. We had some fights, you know, with an extra so. Yeah, we clashed a bit.
But we have a very lovely face to make rejoining us today. We have a very lovely face rejoining us today. Miss Dakota is here. Hey,
I'm
girl.
Here. Hello.
How are you?
Counting down the days for my vacation. It's so right. Close. I'm going to Nashville May 13th, and I'm ready for 9 days off.
So Nashville is litty like a titty. Have you been before?
No, I've never been anywhere. I like to travel, but I don't travel. So this is a year for it.
So you're coming to Salem, is what you're saying.
I went to Nashville. We were going to do an overnight stop in Nashville. And I have actually told this story of what had happened was we were like, yeah, this is amazing. So we found this bar, and if you find it, go there. It's called Big Shots. I don't know if it still exists, Big Shots. It was $5 double shots. So this is back in the day, though. This is like, 10 years ago. $5 double shots.
Big Shots sounds very gay.
Smirnoff Black Luke's, the Smirnoff Ices. $5.
Oh, nummy.
Beer was like three. Wow. We got wasted at Big Shots. And there was this one band. They found out we were Australian. So they kept playing this one Keith Urban song in every set. I'm like, yeah. So we got wasted there, and then we went around the corner to
You must have been if you were cheering the Keith Urban songs.
Dude, I know, right?
I always forget he's Australian. Like, I always forget.
I always forget
that he's heterosexual.
Then the accent goes, and then you look at his straightened hair, you're like, oh.
And the makeup and the work.
We went to Tootsie's around the corner, which is, like, the famous country bar there. Like, that's where all the singers, like, used to go and do secret shows and whatnot. I swear the guy on stage was Chad Kroeger from Nickelback. But anyway, I digress. I stood next to the tallest man I've ever seen. He was dressed in all denim. Ooh. Like denim shirt, denim jeans, denim vest. I don't know if the hack was a bit too
drunk. Choice.
Did you climb him like a tree?
Yeah, it is a choice.
Because I was too wasted. I was too wasted. The bar.
She laid on the trunk of the tree.
It's worse. The barmaid did one of those, you know, fling him, slide him down the bar moments.
Oh no.
And I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, ugly dear.
Yep. And I was like, threw it back, put it on the bar, and then half the drink ended up on her.
Oh,
like,
no.
I am so sorry. She's like, it's all good. I'm like, yeah, okay. So it got that packed that we were technically standing behind the bar drinking because it was like, you know, Fire Marshal would have had a day with it.
Yeah.
And I got to, I was drinking beer because that never happens. And I got to the end of this beer because it was the Budweiser and the big metal, you know.
Oh, geez.
Right.
I swigged the end of it and it was flat. And I just went, oh, that didn't sit well. I'm like, no, it didn't. Here I go, run to the bathroom where there's no door. There's no door on the bathroom. It's a curtain.
Oh, no.
So I get through the curtain. I get through the curtain, manage to go, and it miraculously, to my remembrance anyway, all went in the toilet. And I'm like, just stand there, hands on knees going, like, just getting up. Next minute, have you ever had a little vomit that you've had to swallow? This is not even the end of it. This is not even the end of it. Next minute, I feel this.
What the hell?
On my shoulder.
Was it the denim guy?
Nope. Stood up. There's a bathroom attendant in there that I didn't even see. I turn around and he goes, mint, sir. I'm like, yes, please.
Yes.
I think I tipped him like $20 and walked out. I'm like, that's so fucking embarrassing. We had that good a time that we ended up tried to walk through the Taco Bell drive-thru. They wouldn't serve us, so we ended up going to the Waffle House.
The Waffle House.
Waffle House, pretending to be British for some reason, going back to bed, waking up at 7 a.m., having to be on a bus at 8, and we're like...
Oh, that's the hard part, the bus.
That we just called reception, we're like, we're staying another night.
I had
lost my credit card and sunglasses somewhere that night, and I still had a month left to go in the States.
Oh no!
Oh no!
So enjoy Nashville.
Hopefully, it's not that.
Oh, it's gone. That's gone.
Wow!
There you go.
So you got to find that same attendant. He's obviously really nice, Dakota. If you go for a little bomb, you get him in.
I gave him like $20, so he's a happy man.
That's why he had the mints.
Like,
so crazy.
But he was very nice. He was like, pat me on the shoulder and stuff. I'm like, oh, I'm like, who is he? I thought it was one of my friends that had followed me in.
Imagine if that happened here, Steve, in Australia. Whoever was in that bathroom would have marched your ass out and threw you in the street and be like, good night.
Probably been kicked to death here in Australia, but whatever.
Wow.
Okay. So, Luke, how are you today after I've just hijacked the show?
I'm good. I was just relaying my story before. I had a little heartfelt moment where I need to, I guess it's good that I'm in tune. But I saw, like, I dropped my daughter off the school this morning and then they had assembly. So she's running over to assembly and then it just became too overwhelming for her because it's like all the kids of the school and the little preppy kids have only just started doing it. So they were swarming and it just overwhelmed her then because she didn't know where her class was. So she just stood there. I just saw the tear roll. And I'm like, oh, shit. Uh-oh. I'm like, come on, baby. I said, it's all right. We'll find them. Anyway, it's all sorted. But then I came home and I'm like, wow, I'm really affected by seeing my daughter get upset.
Are you also affected by your fur baby? Because we would like to bring up Exhibit A.
No, I do not cry for that thing.
So cute.
This is grown-up Rubble who's going through his teenage years, I think. Look at him. So what? I'm in the flower beds.
I saw him
sleeping in. Well, lucky we have it since we've moved in. So those three raised garden beds there were going to be my veggie patch. But I haven't had time or the energy or will to do it yet. And thank God, because look at it. So I'm going to have to electrify it or something. I don't know.
I love this dog.
Aussie winter.
Yes.
We're coming into – when is winter here? Is it June?
It's getting there. We're fall at the moment.
It's hot right now. I'm actually sweating right now.
It is
winter is not even cool in the day, guys, where I live. In the day, it's like summer in New York.
Wow.
It's springtime in New York.
In the day. At night, it's cold, but –
40.
It's not making up its mind in Ohio.
Oh dear. Well, I'm looking forward to some strange weather. I love a bit of weird weather. It's like delish. I feel like we're gonna go through it though, because we're gonna be with you, Vera, for like the beginning of October. Then we go to LA, and then we go to Hawaii. So it's just like, where do we? What do we wear?
I said, where can we take you for dinner?
We can go anywhere for dinner. We can go lots of places.
We're doing a boozy brunch at Vera's place. It's gonna happen.
Yes.
Boozy brunch.
We're gonna do boozy. Shit. Maybe we have to go live for the boozy brunch.
We're gonna have make your own mimosas.
Ooh.
Cheese souffle. Possibly a little heirloom tomato tart. We'll see.
What do they call that, guys, in the States? Dakota, you might know because you're the young one. When they like stick the tube in your mouth and like pour the grog down it.
A gravity bong.
Oh, beer bong?
Yeah. A beer bong. Can we do like rectal beer bongs?
No.
Okay. Yeah. That was me. I want beer bong to have over almost a full bottle of vodka.
No.
Did you die?
And you live to tell the story.
Yes, I've lived to tell many stories.
Yeah, this is why you should maybe do a guest spot on What Had Happened Was one day, where we trade our war stories and you go.
Well, you can actually do that on What Had Happened Was.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stories.
Well,
I've showed up half naked on a What Had Happened Was. Who cares?
Yeah. We've got to get Vera on one day and get some.
I don't get white girl wasted that often. I'm just
sexy 70s stories.
Like control.
What about back in the day, though, Vera? You would have been a wild and crazy
back
kid.
Back in the day, I had a few moments, but nothing I can remember as vividly as your national story.
Nothing. Only because it.
Vera,
it
but what about the fire?
Lives
truck?
In infamy.
I was totally sober for the fire truck.
Oh, see, she's just a wild girl by nature.
You're crazy. You're crazy girl.
I love that.
I know. I feel like doing that every time.
I'm much
time.
More like, tame the last year. I used to be like crazy, but bet Nashville, I'm being ratchet as hell.
Bet. Like, oh, bet Nashville. You bet.
Like, actually, after the fire truck was some of the wildest years of my life.
There you go.
Because that relationship, that I thought he was my Prince Charming. And when it blew up in my face,
Vera,
I just
put it all in the
fuck it
bucket, didn't you? You put it all in the fuck it bucket and burnt it down.
Dakota, do you know the fire truck story?
I do not.
Okay. Vera received some hastily delivered fluids on the fire truck.
We were in the middle of a fight, and I was walking out.
Whoa.
And he grabbed me from behind, and he said, "You can't leave this way. You can't." And he turned me around, and we started kissing, and he started fucking on the stairs and his son's fire truck
love it.
In my back.
I love
not
it.
The fire truck.
Oh my God.
The passion.
Oh dear.
The passion.
The passion of the fire truck.
Passionate moment.
I've never done it on a fire truck, but my dog hopped on my back one time during it.
Oh no!
What we did, his dog would sneak into wherever we were fucking.
Voyeur dogs.
Oh my God.
Voyeur dogs.
Well, they'll be sniffer dogs.
I'm just like, but oh.
Was it that dog behind you, Dakota?
Yeah, she's a perv.
Look, I'm trying to get on TV. I want to be on TV. Look, I'm so shy now. I'm so shy now.
Yeah. Wasn't shy when mom was getting railed, you know?
Just trying to check on your safety, you know? So we do have to wish one of our panelists a very happy birthday.
Oh,
not anyone here, but it is Miss Kitty's birthday season.
Happy birthday!
Hence, little Miss Kitts isn't here because she's little out Miss, celebrating.
Little Miss Kitty is out getting litty.
Epic celebrations for her
birthday. She has epic. If you don't follow Katrina A. Johnson on social media, you don't see the half of it. It is the lifestyle. But there was a big announcement the other day, guys, that you know, the old UCR family has come back together, and Miss Kitty and Angelique will be appearing at Rage's Stop It Pop. In Atlanta
with Karen
June
Ashley,
10th to 12th, with the one and only Miss Karen Ashley, former host of Uncensored Radio, and she is the owner of Rangers Stop and Pop, and of course, most importantly,
co-owner with co-owner,
sorry,
who's also been a regular on our show.
Also been on our show before, but they are the Yellow Power Rangers, second and third Yellow Power Rangers. So if you are a fan of anything to do with Power Rangers or pop culture, Rangers Stop and Pop, check it out. If you're in Atlanta, Hotlanta. Jeffrey, you'll be there, so good luck to you all.
Oh, Nicole Paige Brooks will be there.
Nicole Paige Brooks from Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Nicole.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, I should message Jeffrey and say, do you want her?
We should message Jeffrey and tell Nicole to rock up. That'd be funny.
She would rock up. She would have her booth ready.
Okay, guys. Should we jump into this week's news stories? We've got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Speaking of Vera's fluids, everyone beware. Here we go. A
hot load of hot topics.
Oh, jeez. This wavered
lock of hair that's annoying the hell out of me.
Oh, Vera, it's so hard done, boss. All right. Let's start with it because it's probably the biggest news of the week is the ongoing, constantly it seems, trial. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard defamation case. Now, bit of controversy surrounding this article, which is exactly why I posted it the way I did. Amber Heard was diagnosed with two mental disorders, I guess you would call them, by a witness called by Johnny's team. Now, this witness is... is not actually a practicing board-certified psychiatrist. She came to the conclusion through time with Amber, but also...
And through money.
extensive communication with Amber's actual psychologist. But it's very interesting how quickly people are... I feel like it's very divided down the line. There are some people that are like, hardcore Johnny Depp has done nothing wrong, could never do anything wrong, is the hero of the piece. And then there's the others that are like, well, he's a junkie, he's this, he's that. So what do you expect? Blah, blah, blah. How do we feel about what's going on here? Because it does feel a little... I'm on a weird side of the fence. I think they're both probably trash people. And they found each other because, you know, that usually happens.
Water seeks its own level.
Exactly. So she was diagnosed with a borderline personality disorder and histrionic personality disorder. So, how do we feel about the Johnny Depp thing?
You go, Vera.
Go, Vig.
I'm so tired of these two. This was a toxic couple from the start. You know, they're both damaged goods. They're both messed up. They're both addicted, cross-addicted. Yeah, she might have a personality disorder, but I don't think he doesn't, you know? And I don't, you know, I'm not going to take the word of somebody who's not board certified, you know, even though I'm pretty sure they're both pretty mentally ill.
What kind of legal action is that, calling someone who you know is not board certified?
Well, it should be inadmissible then, right?
Well,
what's their testimony?
It's not a criminal trial. It's for
defamation.
Defamation of character. So he's trying to prove that she's a liar and she's trying to prove that he's everything she said he was. So we're getting all sorts of craziness. Somehow Elon Musk is in there. She swore that she was going to donate her divorce settlement to ACLU, and that
she's donated a small percentage of
it, $500,000 in her name, and then he's going to testify on her behalf.
Elon Musk is losing the plot just quietly, but it's okay. He's trying to be Lex Luthor, but it's okay.
He needs to get gone. I'm tired of that.
He wants to put cocaine back in coke and all that kind of stuff. You know,
that was a joke.
Twitter, it's like, oh my god,
is it though? Is it?
I think it was a joke. You don't know.
With that one, I don't know.
I think he's bad.
I think he's like little Hitler Jr. Like, yeah. Star with the Twitter and send people to come for them.
His like, family okay, was Elon. Part of South Africa when South Africa was apartheid.
Well,
remember?
There we go. there we go. All right, Dakota, Johnny yes. Depp, tell me feelings.
I'm on a weird side of the fence too, I guess. I don't know. I think they both have faults, I'm sure. But like, I feel like a lot of people don't take domestic violence against men serious, and it happens
100.
whether it be a man or a woman being the victim, it happens. And I also don't think, like, I mean, it's terrible that the disorders that she has, but also that can be managed, and it's not an excuse to put your hands on somebody. I don't know.
Thank you.
So but I think they both were hitting each other.
Well, there's no evidence of him hitting her.
Okay. This what is was the thing. Whole story there is, about there is taking a poop on the bed?
Ugh. That's proven.
Yeah,
that's
I saw proven. A meme of a kid with chocolate all over his face, and it was like Johnny Depp rolling over in bed. And I'm like, what does this even mean?
It's the audio recordings that are incriminating both of them, because the one that has come out this week is her going, go on, tell people that you, Johnny Depp, are getting abused. No one's going to believe you. You're a man. No one's going to believe you. It's just like, whoa, there we go. That should be.
I think this is the problem.
That should be
though,
it. That should
toxic...
be like, okay, we're done.
No, in a toxic relationship, though, that people both start acting really terribly.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think they're just both just done shitty things.
I have another question for you regarding this.
The lawyers make all this money out of these people that just can't have healthy relationships.
I have another question for you guys. Everyone's putting Johnny Depp in the same basket as Will Smith at the moment, where they are two completely different things. No matter if Jada
apples and oranges.
Whatever Jada is or isn't, she didn't make him be violent on international TV.
Whatever spurred that incident, that singular incident with Will Smith, Johnny Depp has a history of drunk and disorderly, and right. you know, it's a lifestyle for Johnny Depp. I like Johnny Depp. He's in some of my favorite movies, but you know, that doesn't mean he's not a bad human sometimes.
But the defamation
thing is, favorite musicians and that are all fucked up people.
He's
you know,
100%
makes them quite creative.
He's 100% right, though. He's going to be touched by this forever. This will never go
absolutely.
Away for him. It's There's ruined no, his career. Do you know what I mean?
Luckily,
Disney
he's...
won't work with him.
Yeah.
All these movie and advertising contracts are gone. Like, of course he'll work, but he'll never be the star that he was.
Right.
5 years ago.
I don't
five,
doubt that,
ago.
Actually. No, I don't doubt that. I think he will probably do some indie stuff that will get a lot of funding.
Oh, he already
Johnny
is
Depp's...
He already is doing a lot of indie stuff. I mean, Minari wasn't Minari.
But he could probably do something that's really quite amazing. You know?
He wasn't in Minari.
Wasn't he? Did he?
He might have been an executive
or something.
Producer.
Yeah. And then he did that other one with where he was the photographer. What was that? Anyway.
Know. I don't know.
He's working. He's doing the
but
Mel
look,
Gibson.
He's not going to end up like La Park Lincoln.
No.
You got bad feelings. Vera doesn't even know who that is, Luke. She's like, no.
Exactly. Who is she?
All right.
Well, you're going to end up destitute and unknown.
Speaking of people who are destitute and unknown,
his business.
Vera's boy is back in the news. Vera's boy is back in the news.
God damn it.
Do you think he gets like a lighter foundation and does it around his eyes and his forehead? Like kind of like contouring, but like,
no,
like
you know what
he's
I think
doing a ski look.
I think it's
nailed it.
Cups that you put on your eyes when you go into the
I think
tanning
it's spray
bed.
Tan cups. I think
oh.
and it doesn't bother.
And
look,
like,
look at it.
Gets those little hollows.
Oh, yep. Yay.
He doesn't
oh, see, I'll just close my eyes and be like, tan my eyelids, bitch.
But, so
I'm on TV every day, tan my eyelids.
Donald Trump is being held in contempt of court in New York City. Has to pay $10,000
a day
until he turns.
Which
in
is
the
like
evidence
us
that
paying
requested.
A dollar a day. Let's
no,
be honest.
Because I don't know that he has it.
This man is broke. This man is right? broke. He sold his soul to Russia. Come on. The reason he's been doing Putin's bidding for the last 4 years, the reason he tried to subvert NATO. And the reason he was trying to demand money from NATO was all stuff that Putin was telling him to do, because he owes some Russian oligarch lots of fucking money. You will never convince me different.
Yeah, he wants to keep those kneecaps, doesn't he?
Keep those kneecaps. He needs to keep that money. He can't afford to pay it back. He has to continue. Right.
So Letitia James is the lawyer that is going. Attorney General is going in on him, asking for all kinds of receipts, basically for everything he is involved in, because they're accusing him of massive fraud, right?
Massive
fraud, like millions.
Like ripping off the government, the federal government and the state of New York, by undervaluing and overvaluing his property to avoid paying taxes and to avoid paying debt.
Wow.
You know?
I kind of think that's part and parcel of all these people in these high positions. Like, I'm not, like, I think Donald Trump.
No, I'm sorry. No.
But look, it happens here on both sides of the political parties. There's so many scandals coming out now. There's a podcaster and a YouTuber called Friendly Geordies who's actually had the terrorist police set upon him because he was exposing stuff about these politicians, of the dirty shit they're doing. They actually had, the Fixated Person group come and arrest his producer at his house and, like, knock his mother down and all of this intimidating stuff. So I think a lot of these horrible people are attracted to these big... No, but I think these horrible people are all attracted to these big positions of power and wealth because all they're about, you know? They're not about being good people.
That's all he's ever known as well. It's just hand money and go, have a life.
Mitch McConnell, I don't know how much you guys know about American politics. You will never tell me that he's there to serve the people. His personal wealth has grown exponentially where... his state continues to be one of the poorest states in the country, you know? So come on, that's not about serving the people. But I do think it's definitely worse on one side, even though it does exist on both sides, you know?
I think the fact that you were president of the United States, dude, like, what did you expect? When you've got a failed university and a failed casino and a failed, like, do you know what I mean? But he keeps, this is the thing, he didn't expect to win, but he won, and now he won't accept that he's not the president, and he's going to run again. Biden said he's going to run again. I'm not even sure Joe's going to make it to next week. I saw him at Madeleine Albright's, he was at Madeleine Albright's funeral, wasn't he?
He was, but he gave a small speech.
Joe is looking rough. I'm like, oh.
Well,
have they done any mini mentals on Joe?
The only person who hasn't been aged by the presidency. But let's take Joe. Joe is a stutterer, a lifelong stutterer. And when he's looking for words, he's trying to subvert the stutter.
Yeah, of course.
It's not like Trump, who can't say the word origin and keeps coming up with the oranges, you know?
Isn't that quite fitting for him to say that, though, when he is orange?
Yes.
Dakota, what color of tan do you think that is, Dakota? I need to know.
Clementine?
I don't know. Clementine. Jeff always says it's peach blossom, but I didn't... Peach blossom. I always thought was...
Trump is too orange. I don't get into politics, but I didn't like him before he was president. He is literally someone that he's so egotistical. He has no reason to be confident, and he is so confident. Like me, I'm a hot bitch. I have a reason to be confident. But him, he's an orange ass
child
bitch.
Of
like
privilege.
He's good.
His father bought him everything. His dad was a wealthy man, and you know he bought him out of.
If I remember,
and I've read so many different stories about what a bad businessman he is. That if he actually took the money that he inherited from his father.
Invested
it straight savings account or money market account, he'd be loaded. But instead, he invested it in all these failed businesses. Trump State,
because he's an egomaniac.
Sadly, he got his ego too from the fact that everything can be bought, including wives, and you know, it's sad.
Where is? I feel like this needs to be a weekly segment. Where is Melania Trump?
Question. We could have like a Where's Wally section with like.
It's just like, where on earth is Carmen Sandiego? Remember that? Where
she's
on earth is Melania
on
Trump?
Benzos at some tanning salon.
Just screaming, fuck this Christmas.
At least she
tree.
Took her goggles off in the tanning salon, though.
I don't think she them with goggles.
My favorite part was like the last part of that presidency where she was like, fuck this rose garden, fuck this Christmas tree.
Oh my God.
Fuck these
she
poor people,
up
and fuck you
years
too.
Of American like, history.
I know.
Ripped
she's
it
like,
to shreds.
Fuck, fuck this rose
and
garden.
And put fucking Home Depot cheapo roses that all died a year later.
Isn't that like a nice cap for the Trump presidency?
It's,
I love it.
It's oh. The ultimate fuck you to
who
the
cares about
people.
History? Let's get the cheapest, yep. nastiest thing and jack it in like the place mm-hmm. of power, and it dies within the yeah. Beautiful. Speaking of someone that is having the last laugh financially, though, I don't know if you guys, Vera and Luke, know who Bad Baby is.
I do know who she is. Cash Me
Bad
Outside,
baby.
Bitch.
How about
is
that?
The yep. Cash Me Outside girl from famous from Dr. Phil.
She's this much fucking money.
She has
this is
just,
how sick the world is.
She has just shown her financials just for OnlyFans. She has over 16 million subscribers and has earned $52 million. On OnlyFans. Just on OnlyFans.
Just a year,
right? In a year.
Good on her.
In a year. This girl was a international joke / meme that has met, and look, this is what I'm saying. More fucking power to her. She's turned her brand, whatever that brand may be, into a business. She whether we like it or not, she is a young media mogul, multimedia mogul. Millionaire media mogul on multiple formats. She's a signed recording artist with Atlantic. She raps, she writes her own music. She's got OnlyFans, she's doing perfume, she's doing all this stuff. And she just started out as nothing, like as pretty much the butt of a joke. And she's managed to turn it into this. She ended up being
bigger than Dr. Phil.
She dropped $60 million in a house recently as well, I'm pretty sure. Like a.
Yep.
In Beverly Hills or something like that. Like, Dakota, does that give you hope?
Yes.
No.
But can you do a quick Catch Me Outside?
Catch Me Outside, how about that? These are all possible hopes. I can't. So she is like, I don't know. You can't be mad at her. She's hustling and she's hustling hard and she's doing better than me. Fun fact, I did do OnlyFans for 3 months.
What was that experience like?
I made $500. That's not bad. I don't think that's bad.
That's not bad at all.
And I only showed tits
that's
and ass.
That's a holiday.
Like, I only showed tits and ass. I didn't show the cucaracha. Like, you have to pay extra for that. but, like, you can't be mad at her. And, like, I don't know. I think sex work is so normalized now. And at the end of the day, if what you're doing with your body is what you're doing with your body, as long as you're being safe and you're not like, just do it. Let your freak flab fly. I let the jugs hang out. I'm like, woo, catch this.
You might as well be making some money from it, right? Yeah. You might give it away for free when people are going to pay. See, my eyes have very much been opened to this through TikTok, through Jeffrey going, you got to get on TikTok. I'm like, okay, Jeff, I'll get on TikTok. Not that I do much on TikTok. Not that I do much on TikTok, but, you know, when I'm told what to do, I still have to learn that entire fucking monologue, by the way, that Jeffrey sent me from Golden Girls. He's like, you're Dorothy, and then Dakota's going to be Rose, and I'm going to be Blanche. I'm like, it's literally just me talking for the whole thing, and you guys go, yes. I'm like, I love it.
I love it.
There are markets for fucking anyone to get on OnlyFans. I was like, no one's gonna pay like someone down the street, but it's like,
imagine if tradies and blood got on there,
dads and like housewives are all earning all this fucking money. I'm like, maybe I'm in the wrong fucking business.
Just let the sausage out.
I'm still mad that I didn't put on a purple dinosaur suit and pretend to be Barney the dinosaur.
It's like, what?
I fucked that.
Like, come on.
I fucked with that. I just can't. I just cannot believe. I'm like, what? I don't understand. But more power to people.
So, everyone, I thought I would announce right now we're going to be starting Vera's Baywatch OnlyFans. So, everything will be Vera saving people in pools. So, if you want to be one of the victims, all you got to do is subscribe.
Only a $5 million pledge to be Vera's victim. She will give you mouth to mouth resuscitation.
Extra money to see her pull my ass out of the ocean.
Yeah.
Build the pool fund.
Right. And if you're a top tier pledger, Dakota will be the other lifeguard on the side, like getting the jet ski ready.
Pamela Anderson and just do this a lot.
You can see these melons all up close in a red bikini. Well, one.
Oh, bikini.
I'm not.
Right, she's got a bikini. She's living dangerously. Speaking of living dangerously, all right. Speaking of living dangerously and the repercussions from, I'm about to go off on this bitch.
Uh-oh.
Kim Kardashian. Now, we reported a couple of weeks, I think it was last week or the week before, about how she was so upset and outraged that her children found out about the sex tape. The first episode of the new Kardashian show, like, you know, they were
when
gone.
Are we ever
so
going to be done with these women?
We're never going to be done with it. It's like COVID or syphilis. We're never going to be done with it. Well, they probably have both. They do spread both. We know that. The first episode was the stinger for the first episode because they were away for so long. Did we miss them? And their new Hulu series was the revelation that there is more of the sex tape. Hence Kim's crying. Now, the second episode has just
get over
been
it,
seen.
Like, really.
The sex tape has been purchased. Well, the hard drive. This is my what moment. The hard drive has been procured, and Kim has been saved by Kanye West. He went and got the sex. He went and met Ray J at an airport and got the sex tape, and has made it happen. All conveniently on their television show.
Sounds like
now,
it was all just a.
She can go and fuck herself. That whole family are a pack of whores and can go fuck themselves. You have dressed this up at the thing. Like, I don't care. I'm not shaming them for, like, you know, sex work, all that kind of stuff. The thing is that you used your children.
Right.
To make
here's,
out that this
the
was
tip.
The biggest, most offensive thing in the world for ratings. Well, like, right. Obviously, Chris did it when she monetized the sex video. Like, that's the reason you're famous, bitch.
Yep.
If you're that offended by it, how come I can go on my phone at any second and Google Kim Kardashian sex tape and shows Google explicit Google images without any kind of parental warning? Your kids are going to see this. You're not worried about your kids.
She's
worried
not.
About your brand. Boom.
It's not about her kids at all. Like, no, it's no. So stupid because technology keeps growing as time goes on. Her kids are absolutely going to be able to see every single thing. They're going to be able to go back and watch every single episode of that shitty show.
Every single inch.
So it's just like, oh, I'm protecting my kids. No, you come guzzling whore. You're just trying to protect your perfect brand. Like, okay, you take dick. We get it. Cool.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Just not slut shaming. But no. If you are worried that your kids might see your exploits as they grow up, don't do it. Don't
in
put
the
it
first
in
place.
Film.
Exactly.
Know? I don't care what you do with your own life. I don't care what you do with your body. But if you do it, then you need to be prepared that somebody's going to see it. And that somebody
right.
may be your
own
kids.
Own it.
Look, an ex of mine has, like, a video. And I'm sure, look, it's probably gone. But if it ever surfaced, God forbid, that's my thing to own because I did that as an adult.
This
I was a young adult. Who
Luke,
wouldn't do it
gonna,
now?
You're not going to be the one out there, first of all, monetizing it to guarantee that you get yours.
No, exactly.
From it.
I wouldn't be trying to make fame from it. And then if I did, I would own that. Well, that's what my claim is.
Building a multi-million-dollar brand off it and then acting offended when you get the repercussions back.
Right.
No, it's trash. And it's manipulating her audience because a lot of them will gulp it up and go, oh, poor
they
Kimmy.
Love it. And they're like, oh, I need an ass like that. No one needs an ass like that. She looks like she's deformed.
Yeah, get some of it sucked back out, bitch, because, you know, some people need fucking silicon and
so
other
if you're
things.
Watching, look, here we go. I'm probably going to be very wary of anything that is in the media about them. If you're watching it, please know that you are being taken for a ride if you buy into that brand at all. Now.
Like when Caitlyn Jenner did Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother Australia. That was a whole load of shit. Oh, I have to leave. I'm like, no, this is all scripted, bitch. And you're only paid big money to be here for the shortest amount
of
time.
For 2 weeks, because we're all still trying to avoid the fact that you killed someone.
Did she kill? Did I miss
it? Accident.
Oh. Didn't she drive her own? South Park has like 70 episodes.
Remember when she was still Bruce?
Yes.
And they had so many episodes of South Park where she was Trump's like advisor or something, and she'd be just driving over people going, buckle up, buckaroos.
Buckle up, buckaroos. It kills everyone every time they're in the car. It kills herself.
Can't.
South Park. Now, look, speaking of killer women and trash, Casey Anthony.
Ugh.
Two words that make my stomach turn.
How dare she?
We thought she was gone.
Who is she? Wait, I don't know who she is. I'm sorry.
I'm about to inform you. Yes. She was acquitted 11 years ago of the murder of her 3-year-old daughter, Kaylee.
Her father thinks she did it.
Even though there is...
Oh, she for sure did it.
Overwhelming evidence in the fact that she did it. It's just that the fact that the police department didn't know there were other search engines other than Google.
Oh, God.
If you look at the case. But Casey Anthony has a documentary, y'all. And she's ready for her voice to be heard.
Her side to be told.
Her side of the story.
She is delusional as hell.
Yeah.
So, how do we feel? Like, first of all, how fucking dare you put that? How dare you put that photo in any kind of promotion for yourself?
Yes.
Even if you didn't kill her, your murdered 3-year-old who was around the corner from your house, submerged in water in a fucking plastic bag, you trash human. But second of all, who gives a fuck what you have to say? And who, like, paying. Giving her money, like, there has to be some kind, but there isn't because she was acquitted. She can say whatever she wants, she can make the money. But, like, you killed this
kid. Anybody picked
No, it's being shopped around the streaming services. So I would assume she's waiting for that big payday before she goes, yes.
Well, I will drop my subscription to any streaming service that picks her up.
But people, this is the thing, people will watch because there is a natural curiosity because we've been. Everyone sat through the trial and understandably are outraged about, like, I don't know that anyone thinks she's innocent, right? No one thinks this woman's innocent.
I would hope not. You know there's probably some crazy people out there that do.
But this is the thing. Like, her story changed so dramatically. So the kid disappeared, and then her father molested her, and then a brother. Like, all of this stuff happens, and then when she's on the stand and it was all proven to be incorrect...
But so then to try and exploit the trial to become famous.
You're exploiting a dead toddler. Congratulations. What an amazing thing to hang your hat on in this life.
Wasn't the toddler supposed to be at a friend's house and the father kept saying, I need to see her? And Casey's like,
I don't know where she is. The phone call's like, my kid's been missing for like a week. It's like, wait, your how old child is missing and you're waiting how long?
Right.
Yuck.
My brain just cannot compute that kind of bullshit. No. But stay tuned for Casey Anthony, kids, because we know it's going to be good. Now, this week's view from here is a little bit juicy, so get ready for it. All right. I am not a parent. Let me begin my preamble. I am not a parent, but this article really caught my attention. There has been a bit of a schmozzle outrage / media storm about the invitation to a child's birthday party. So this father got on Reddit and went on quite a rant about the fact that his son's teacher called him after they tried to hand out birthday invitations in class and said the teacher said that it was her rule that everyone in the class was invited to a birthday party if the invitations were handed out. Dad kindly told her to go fuck herself and hung up. Who's in the right here? I want to know. I want you to have a little moment and think. And then, you know, we're going to go to Luke first because you are the parent of a school-age child. This is going to affect you first. So
just had a birthday party. But you know what? I was in the position where I invited the whole class and I invited the whole dancing class as well. So two classes, because I rented a venue where the children could just run free, and I paid for some catering, which was just for the kids, and adults could actually buy food at this venue for themselves if they wanted to eat, like hot meals and whatever. But I think the teacher is in the wrong, because I don't think that anyone should be dictating what happens in someone's private life. I get her thinking, but it's just not something that you can enforce. And I don't think it's okay the dad is swearing at the teacher. I think that's disgusting. You know, as a nurse, you get sworn at by people all the time. You think it's fine. I think it's just disgraceful. But she was out of line, I think.
Well, if you're going to pick them out in the classroom, you know, if the child doesn't want all the kids in there and dad doesn't want to pay for 40 kids to come to his house, I'm okay with that. But you don't pass them out in the classroom.
Exactly. You know? So I'm just going to put a little point on your point and then you can continue, because I have friends that are school teachers. A lot of this is not actually mandated by the teachers. It is mandated by the principal of the school that if something is handed out in class, then the rule is that everyone gets a trophy and everyone gets invited. As Vera was just saying, sometimes you got to be sneaky and you got to think around that kind of thing and go, hey, why don't I hand them out at the school gate?
What's your mom's phone number?
Yeah.
You know, you tell your son, or you know, if these kids are your children's friends, don't you know their parents?
Right. Like, Dakota, you are younger than the majority of us.
No.
Did you grow up in this time where everyone had to be included in your class?
Not for birthday parties. I mean, like, I get it. It was, like, for, like, Valentine's Day and, like, snacks and stuff. If, like, you brought in snacks for your birthday. But not, like, birthday parties. I feel like if I had a party, I invited people, like, outside of the class. Which is, like, the right thing to do. Like, not every parent can afford to invite a whole class of people to their kid's birthday. And not... the kid that's having the birthday isn't necessarily going to like every single kid in the class. Somebody in that class could be a bully and you could force to invite them. And
how old was this kid though? Did they say how old the kid was?
I think it's about third grade.
Okay. So it's a bit older. So it's when you've got established friendships. So I think it's different. See, like I'm talking about a kindergartner still, really.
You don't have to invite everybody, but don't pass those invitations out in the classroom. Okay.
Right.
If you're going to have an exclusive, only my favorite friend's birthday party, then you need another place to pass those invitations out.
But the school, I think the school is overstepping their bounds, telling private citizens, even if they go to a public school, who they can or cannot invite to their house.
I don't think that's what they're telling them.
But
they're telling
technically it is. They have to invite them.
Invitation. No. They're telling them you cannot pass out the invitation at school. There's a big difference. If these are your children's friends, you should know their names. You should know where they live. You should be able to hand them to the parents when you're picking your child up. You should not have your kid in class handing these selective invitations out in front of other children who aren't getting invited.
Yeah, because imagine though if there was like 25 kids in the class and 24 were invited, but oh no. Johnny's not.
Did you never get invited to a party at school?
Oh, of course, but this was different.
Did you die?
We didn't have them handed out in class.
None of them were handed out. The nuns would beat you senseless if you tried to hand out your party invitations during class time.
See, I went to a public school. I was all kinds of rage against the machine. But,
you know,
does this not feed into the culture that there's this whole everyone gets a trophy, everyone gets a thing for showing up? No, I don't think that's
what teachers say.
I know, but I'm just saying, in general, are kids going to, when they get out of primary school, are they going to be able to deal with disappointment and not being able, not being invited and not being included?
Yes. How,
Vera?
Kid has to face, you can't get out of first grade without scars and baggage. I don't care.
How are they?
So why would you not try to minimize the damage? Every single kid has damage. Every single human has damage. Why is it hard to be kind?
I think it's a shitty thing to hand out invites in class to only a select few.
It's unkind. Why is it hard to be kind? If you don't want every kid, that's your business. But don't hand them out in front of everybody else.
Yep.
Period. Okay.
We can all agree to disagree, but I don't know. I feel like
the school is insisting that he have everybody at the party. I think the teacher is saying, if you're going to hand these out in class,
just be smart about it, maybe.
Everybody.
Yeah, don't pull that shit in class in front of all the kids.
Wait till pick up time and hand them out and go, hey.
Hey, we all got Facebook, right?
Have to.
I was messaging people on Facebook as well. Here's the invitation.
If your son's in third grade and you don't know his friend's parents, I mean, come on. I knew the parents of my nephew's friends.
My parents were like, who's that? Like, okay, I'm going here. Bye. See you later. Love ya. Love you like a cold sore. Speaking of cold sores, now, I don't know how I feel about this next bit of information that's come out. We got the first look at Margot Robbie as Barbie recently. I think she looks great. But do you know what vibe I'm getting from this? Do you know who originally
Buckle up, buckaroos!
No, do you know who was originally meant to be Barbie?
Me.
And was attached. Was attached, and everyone was so furious.
Nicole Kidman.
No, think about who. Think about a blonde person who everyone hates.
Amber Heard.
No.
Luke. No, I'm just kidding.
Amy Schumer was originally meant to be Barbie, but it was
Amy
Schumer.
She's a comedian.
Oh, Amy Schumer.
I love Amy. People fucking hate Amy. Actually, men hate Amy, let's be honest. Yeah. Men hate Amy. So Amy Schumer, who is a divisive for many female comedian, she has been accused of stealing jokes and rah-rah-rah-rah, but hey.
Who doesn't?
What kind of joke is original in this day and age anyway? We could argue. Exited the project, and Margot Robbie, everyone's favorite blow-up doll, who happens to be an amazing actress, has stepped in, and now everyone's super keen about it. When I read more about it, though, do you know what vibes I'm getting? Bewitched, the movie.
Oh, that tanked.
And it also happened. Will is in it as well. I'm like, oh god, like you killed Darren.
Learn from your mistakes, people.
I'm like, oh god. So Barbie is coming to unfold, but we're going to talk to our resident doll of amazingness and culture, Miss Vera, in a segment that we like to call Vera Events. Okay,
my hair
here
never
she
looked
goes.
Like that in the '80s.
Well, you can talk to Will about that. Ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Vera.
All right, kids. Today, many of you may or may not know, is Holocaust Remembrance Day, and this is the 77th anniversary of World War II and the end of World War II. In which 6 million Jews were slaughtered, and also 1 million other people, mainly LGBT and Romani people, but lots of Catholics and anybody who stuck up for the Jews. And the purpose of Holocaust Remembrance Day is not to make us all sad, but to make sure we don't forget. And yet, 77 years after the Holocaust, we're watching one country invade another and commit heinous war crimes every single day. I am stunned at where we are. I never expected the world to be in this place in my lifetime. I thought after World War II, it was over. But there's a very famous quote from Voltaire that says, when you can make people believe absurdities, you can make them commit atrocities. And the world is full of absurdities these days. The people who are standing there wiping a tear for Kim Kardashian, the people who are still in Daly Park waiting for John F. Kennedy to come and say he endorses Trump, the people who are still waiting for Trump to rise from the dead and take over the White House because he's in a secret government. How about all the millions of people around the world who believe that every vaccine had a microchip in it? There's a lot of absurdity out there, and now we're full of atrocities. We have to wake the fuck up, people. This cannot happen. It should not be happening on our watch, and we need to pay attention. What's happening in Ukraine is heinous. This was a sovereign nation, a peaceful sovereign nation who had not made any act of aggression against their neighbor, and their neighbor willfully and intentionally invaded. There are no Nazis in the Ukraine. The Nazis are the people all around the world who are trying to promote authoritarianism. People like Erdogan, people like Trump, people like Putin, people who have aligned themselves with fear, and they terrorize other people in the name of power. We need to stay woke. We need to pay attention. This shit should not be happening on our watch. And it's pretty damn heinous that I have to talk about this on Holocaust Remembrance Day. Thanks.
100, Mira, exactly what amazing point. I liken this to, and I bring it up a lot, I will never forget being shown that footage of concentration camps in year 7 at school. You can't do that now. You can't, the kids will be scarred for life, but some things people need to see.
Yeah.
That is living history. That is how you don't repeat that kind of behavior. Yeah, this is why we have people burning books and, you know, hate crimes and all this kind of shit that is still around.
And because Tom Hanks drinking baby's blood and child pornography syndicate out.
We're trying to shield people from the real evil that's happened in the past. We've just gone through Anzac Day here in Australia, and that's the remembrance of the Australian New Zealand troops that died at war, and it felt very like, normally it's quite a somber occasion and you feel it for a couple of days. It felt very one and done this year. I don't know whether it's because we can actually celebrate and honor them in person, whereas before we haven't been able to, so there was a lot more news coverage of it. I feel like it was on the news, but then there was nothing else. And if we forget the past, we're doomed to repeat it, obviously. Yeah. So, like, I don't know.
We're living in scary times.
If we are living in scary times. It's like, it's the 1920s all over again. I don't wanna. But to prove that it's not just us and the shit, I have this week's What the Fuck Weekly. What the? Okay, I'm just going to read the headline and I want to see your reaction. Woman falls headfirst into long drop toilet after trying to retrieve her phone. Yes. All right. Fox News is reporting that firefighters rescued a 40-year-old California woman who fell into a vault toilet, long drop toilet for Australia.
I don't even know what that is.
So a vault toilet is basically a hole in the ground.
Like, yeah, the old outdoor toilets. Yeah, they used to have this like a hole.
Outhouses.
Yeah. You dig a big pit in the ground, yeah, like a 6 foot, outhouses. 7 foot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you crap into it. So she fell into it while trying to locate her device at Olympic National Forest. The woman dropped her phone after stopping for a bathroom break during a hike along Mount Walker. The Brighton Fire Department revealed that she proceeded She proceeded to dismantle the toilet seat while using dog leashes to fish out her phone. The clever plan was foiled when she slipped and fell head first into the disgusting pile of human waste below. Good side to the story.
After
15 to 20 minutes of attempting to get out, she used her phone to call 911.
Well, at least the phones still work, because usually when all the piss and moisture get into them, they wouldn't work. So she had a good phone. That's now, the silver lining here, right?
If this was a rare occasion, we could laugh it off. But do you not remember a couple of months ago, there was a family of like 3 or 4 people in Indonesia somewhere that died in the pit toilet because of someone dropped their phone in it?
What?
So what normally happens
is
it was a What the Fuck Weekly, I'm pretty sure. Once these toilets are sitting there for long enough, there is a buildup of noxious toxic gas that actually makes you pass out and fucking die. So she's very lucky that she didn't.
So they're really not healthy that you're sitting above other people's shit, breathing in all of the,
the fact that if you are in that enclosure, there's very little air ventilation.
I
can't
even use
my phone's gone.
I can't.
Me too.
Dakota, I'm sure you are like quite attached to your phone, but
yes,
would you?
It's bad.
Would you dive into human shit for it?
No. And I don't think my big ass would fit down the hole, so I'm not worried about that.
I'm like,
I don't think it would work. I don't even use porta potties. Like, they're so nasty. Like, I'm scared. What's that one movie? Was it The Hills Have Eyes or something? That there was somebody in a porta potty? Like, that's a huge fear. Or like a snake.
That's just real life, though. People actually hide in them and, like,
that's disgusting.
Look up at people sitting.
Oh, Steve,
like,
remember the movie?
That much space. In a porta potty.
No, we're talking those pit toilet kind of things. Okay. People get in there.
Remember in Sleepaway Camp when she actually like knocked the girl down into the shit pit and then like
the shit
bastard.
It happens in Fear Street as well. In the Fear Street movies on Netflix, that there's a tunnel underneath the porta potties. The pit toilets. I'm sorry. As soon as my phone comes intact, into close contact with feces or urine, it's
done.
Time for a new phone, folks.
Yeah. It's done. I'm obsessed with my phone.
Let it go. Let it go.
God.
Like, we're also worried about COVID, worried about getting shit lungs.
I remember in my clubbing days, I was in all spandex, so I had no pockets.
Oh, God.
And I'm trying to pee in the club, and it was this big, it was fluffy in Brisbane.
Trying to pee in the club.
Anyway, my Motorola.
Flip phone?
No, it wasn't a flip. It was like a later one. I don't know. It was silver and flat. Anyway, it slid into the toilet. And you know what I did? I just flushed it. I was like, bye, bitch.
Bye, girl.
Yep.
Bye, girl.
So long.
Kind of like starting a new life. Bye, girl.
It was. You know, I had to go and buy a new phone, and you know what, but it was better than digging through people's piss and shit.
On that note, next week, why don't you join us to dig through the human excrement of the week on UCR Live. We will see you then. We've got some I think how we ended up this way. We'll be back on Monday. I'm not sure. Poor Jeffrey's been a bit against it. We love you, Jeff. We hope everyone feels better very soon. Jeff's been up against it, so we miss you. We may have a surprise coming next week. We may.
May.
That's all I'm going to say. That's the clue.
Is it May?
We'll go. It's gonna be May. That's all I'm going to. I'm going to leave a clue with the people, and we will see you next week. Bye, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Don't dig in human shit. Bye. toxic fumes. That's all I have to say.
Oh. E. coli. E. coli.